Lies.
Lies. Our enemies are innovative and resourceful.
Lies.
And so are we.
Lies.
They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people,
lies.
And neither do we.
Good morning. I want to make it clear to people that, you know, the idea of putting subliminal messages into ads is ridiculous. Conspiracy theories abound in American politics. I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views on drugs.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind. Peace and security, freedom, and the rule of law. Out of these troubled times, our citizenship, a new world order, can emerge. Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is a very real prospect of a new world order.
The new world order.
New world order.
You know, the American people should suspect that this administration will do what is necessary to win the war on terror.
It's one thing to have justice, it's another thing to go overboard with justice.
And so, My state of the union, or state, my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation.
The Council on Foreign Relations, known as the CFR, could not contain their glee on September 12th, the day after the tragic attack. They announced their new world order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
Bravo to the new world order.
A new world order.
A new world order.
Of a new world order.
We either deal with terrorism and this extremism abroad, or we deal with it when it comes to us.
Fool me once.
Us if they can attack us there. The answer is bring them on.
Just total control. Every email, every fax, everything you do, track and trace. And the symbol, New World Order, with an all-seeing burning red eye radiating the earth.
A new world order.
Processed food and drink additives, genetically modified crops, livestock, the pharmaceutical corporations and the drugs they push. They have the whole country hooked. Alcohol, tobacco, vaccines, electromagnetic pollution, subliminal messages, blatant messages, media manipulation, suppressing of alternative views and healing, all designed with one aim, to hypnotize human consciousness and disconnect it through mind and body from its infinite potential and connection to the earth.
And may God bless the United States of America.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. You got to catapult the propaganda.
It is a big idea, a new world order.